Did everybody receive a blank piece of paper this morning? If you did not, please raise your hand so our ushers can give you one. So it looks like we're all pretty good on that. Okay, so that blank piece of paper is for you to write down your anxieties. And then we're going to invite you to come forward during the offering and put your anxiety in the anxiety bag. Because there's no use you carrying the anxiety, because Jesus is going to offer to carry your anxieties. Does that make sense? Okay, so you wad it up, and then after the offering plates have come by you, you will be encouraged to be ushered up, just like you do for communion, okay? So one person will be here and one person will be here, and just drop your anxiety in our bag. We got quite a few anxiety bundles here already from the first service, so I encourage you, this is a symbolic way of saying, cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Wristbands. Okay, last Sunday we had 500 wristbands. This Sunday we have zero. Okay, we tried to get an express order, and it did not happen. So the concept of pop and pray, some of you already have these, but some of you don't. We'll have some next Sunday for sure. So the concept here is when you have anxiety, is take this bracelet, pop yourself as a reminder to pray. Okay, because sometimes we need these kinds of reminders because we focus on our anxiety versus focusing on prayer and the one who can resolve our issues. Okay, so kind of a review from last Sunday, and the survey says is that everybody agreed with the statement last Sunday. So let's all say this one together. Let's read it together. If we prayed as much as we worried, we have a whole less lot to worry about. Would you agree with that? Man, you guys have had coffee, so you should be a little louder than this, right? Okay, do you really agree with this statement? Okay, because last week we agreed with it as well. This is true. If we prayed as much as we worried, we'd have a lot less worries. Rick Warren said, worry is practical atheism. It's acting like you don't have a heavenly father and that you're a spiritual orphan. Okay? So we do have a heavenly father and we're not orphaned. Okay? God knows what we need. And so it's going to Him in prayer versus getting our anxiety bag out like this one. And you know what we do? Is we just carry this puppy around, okay? It's like, okay, so have you ever seen people with anxiety? Okay, so now you've got a new picture, right? So it's not what they look like on their face that's all worried. It's not their voice that they're all worried. It's not their posture. But now you have a visual of what worry looks like. And you know what? Sometimes you're like this, carrying around your bag of worries. And why do you do it? Because there's a better way than carrying your bag. It's giving it to Jesus, okay? Because He will carry your worries for you. Okay, we also reviewed last week is that the YouVersion Bible Gateway has a little Bible app. And last year, 2019, 35.6 billion chapters were read, and 5.6 billion chapters were listened to online. That's over 41 billion chapters read or listened to. And the number one Bible verse that was shared by all of the people who use the app is this one. So let's read this one together. We read together, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So let's see if we can learn the first six words of this. Do not be anxious about. Okay. Do not be anxious about. Okay? Do not be anxious about. Well, some of us would like to take that word out and say some things, right? But God says, don't be anxious about anything, and in every situation, not some situations, but every situation, present your request to God through prayer and petition with thanksgiving. So when's the last time you said, God, I am thankful that I have this anxiety, that I'm worried about these things? You know, I don't think I can count on one hand the many times I told God, thank you, Lord, for this anxiety. Because I don't need to carry it. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to give this issue to you versus me carrying this issue around by myself. So, some of the things that we may have anxiety about are bills, family, health, wealth, school, or work. And you can probably add to that. Like, how many of you ever lost a pet? You know, like the dog got out or the cat got out? Well, doggone cats, they always find their way back. Dogs, most of the time, they find their way back. But, I mean, it's a family member, and so you're concerned. And so, hopefully, as you go out and look for your animal, you also have a time to be in prayer for that animal just as well. Our best antidote to worry is pray. So, this is why you have this bracelet. Next week, we'll have more. And this is also a wonderful thing to give away. I just talked with a lady who's a nurse, and she talked about how she gave up so many people. I don't know, she didn't say how many, but a number of people were asking about her bracelet, so she showed them how it worked and prayed. And she says, they said, well, what church do you go to? She says, Peace Lutheran Church. She says, boy, that church, I'd really like to come to that church. So, I mean, this is a wonderful thing. Do you think we should actually invite people to come to our church? I mean, really, I mean, here's a tool right here, okay? Okay? Because this little puppy here is like, hey, look at what I got, pop and pray. Well, what does pop and pray mean? Hey, let me tell you about Jesus, okay? This is why when you have anxiety, pop yourself and pray, and the one who can solve your issues will. So anxiety in the storms of life. 1 Peter 5:7, let's read that one together. We read, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. From our devotional booklet for Advent and Christmas, this is in it. Prayer always, prayer allows us to hand over our anxiety to God. It shifts our perspective to God and allows us to engage in dialogue with him. So the whole concept here is not focus in on anxiety, but focus on the one who can resolve your anxiety. So cast some of your anxiety on him. Is that what that verse says? Cast 50% of your anxiety? 75%? 99%? It says all. So the Bible says go out and make disciples of some people, right? 50% of people? 75%. It has the word all as well. So when we begin to look at what God is encouraging us to do is give this anxiety away. Now, you know what anxiety feels like because we've all had it. You can tell by a person's facial expression, by their voice inflection, or by their posture. See, I don't have anxiety because I'm walking upright. But if I'm carrying this load of anxiety, is that my shoulders also tell is that I am weighted down. So if your body is telling you that anxiety is heavy, why carry it around? Cast all your anxiety on him. And what is the promise? Because he cares for you. So recognize that when you're coming forward today after offering, you're dumping your anxiety in that bag. You don't have to carry it any longer. because Jesus will carry your anxiety for you. Anxiety in the storms of life from our gospel lesson today. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. Little faith has great anxiety, and great faith has little anxiety. I put that one together. I thought that was a pretty cool statement. You may agree with it. Maybe you won't. But isn't it kind of interesting is that the professionals, the fishermen, are doing everything they can to keep their boat afloat. And in Jesus' time, there's like a little rudder with a little thing that comes over the top so you can steer the direction of it. And under that is a cushion where Jesus is asleep. So I'm guessing Jesus has been doing 24/7, you know, busy, busy, busy. He's tired. Of course, you've probably had those times when you're just exhausted. You can sleep through about anything. Well, this is Jesus, okay? He is fast asleep. In the storm that's, you know, coming over the outsides of the boat and everything, disciples are doing everything they possibly can, and finally they wake up the carpenter. Isn't that kind of interesting? Professionals got to wake up the carpenter to say, "Save us." What does Jesus do? He gets up and rebukes the wind. So the issue is that many times we make God so small that we feel he can't take care of the storms in our lives. Maybe God is busy. Maybe that's the reason why we don't go to him. Wouldn't it have been easier for the disciples if they had just woke up Jesus and said, "Hey, take care of us"? Wouldn't that have been a lot easier than, "Oh, we're going to row as hard as we can. We're going to bail as much as we can"? How about us? I mean, how many times we row, 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 bail, 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 with whatever issue we have? When, "Hey, Jesus, see what's going on in my life? Still the storm in my life." You know, focus on the one who can still the storm rather than the storm in your life. Focus more on his kingdom and less on your kingdom. So, unfortunately, we live in a world filled with sin, and there's collateral damage with sin. All of us are contaminated, and we don't live in a perfect world, but wouldn't it be wonderful if that you could get up and for an entire week have no anxiety, no issues? I mean, your kids were just perfect. They never talked back. You and your spouse just were in sync. I mean, you didn't have to even talk to one another. You just had one mind and one heart. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Is that there would be no anything going on out there but perfection. That world is not in my house. That world is not in this church. That world is not in our community. And we recognize it's because of sin. And you and I cannot save ourselves. It takes Jesus to bail us out of our boat. It takes Jesus to still the storms in our life. So bring your anxiety to him. He cares for you just as he did with the disciples. So, example of a tree planted by water in our Old Testament lesson. Let's see if we can read this one together. "They will be like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." So you recognize is that in the summer in Texas, things dry out. So we've seen trees where the leaves are kind of folding up. And what we would say is that these trees are stressed. So if we recognize that a tree is stressed, do we recognize that we are stressed? So when your child comes to you and you are stressed, how do you respond? With stress. Okay? They didn't deserve it. But you gave your stress to them. Or sometimes it's like when your spouse comes home and he or she is stressed and they have no time to decompress, what do you get? You get their stress. Isn't it interesting that we try to give our stress away? So you have to say, whoa, I don't want your stress. Hey, here's a better solution to stress, is to pray about it versus you stressing me and I stress you back. We have words that aren't nice to one another. Wouldn't that be an easier thing to do in your household, in my household, is to say, let's take it to the one who can take care of our stress. How about we as a husband and wife just hold hands and say, Lord Jesus, there's a lot of stress in our house today. Maybe it's because of kids. Maybe it's because of worries. Maybe it's whatever's going on in our world. Lord, help us to give our stress to you because you have invited us to take your stress. So this tree that is planted by water, it has no stress. No matter how hot it is, and what it does is it bears fruit. Now, you and I have been called to bear fruit just as well. Fruit that will last, sharing the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Here is a method to go and share Jesus called Pop and Pray Bracelets. So the power of prayer over worry. You saw this last week, but let's read this verse together. We read together. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Would we not say that our world is looking for peace? Would we not say is that we are looking for peace just as well? Well, peace is found in a relationship with God. And that peace and that relationship comes through Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is the one that we focus upon because he can still the storms in our lives. You see, the disciples were so focused on the waves coming in the boat versus the one who was in the boat, Jesus. So we learn something from the disciples is not to focus on the waves, but to focus on the one who's in the boat with us. His name is Jesus the Christ. Why carry around all your anxiety when Jesus is there with you resting? Peace. He is the one who provides the peace for us through the power of the cross, the empty tomb. In our baptism, you and I have been adopted as his children. So focus not on the storms, but the one who stills the storm. And maybe sometimes you might say, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey. If the winds and the waves obey, he calls us to obedience as well, to trust in him and to trust in him alone. So prayer is individual and corporate just as well. So all of the yous that are underlined are plural, not singular. So therefore, I tell you, whatever you, plural, ask for in prayer, believe that you, plural, have received it, and it will be yours. And when you, plural, stand praying, if you, plural, hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you, singular, of your sins. So when you begin to look at this, we are encouraged to not only pray individually, but to pray together. Many people praying for whatever's going on in your life is a much larger prayer than you singularly praying for whatever issue it may be. So let's say that you have cancer. Is that big enough to invite other people to pray for you? I hope so. So let's say that you have some kind of worry. Wouldn't it be okay just to invite others to pray with you just as well? Remember the canoe principle? When we had that large canoe up here, and Pastor and I, we could pick it up, but boy, we couldn't muster it out there in the aisle. But when we invited others to pick it up with us, it was a lot easier. So cast your anxiety on Him. Invite others into your life to pray with you about your anxiety over whatever is in your life. Share your burdens because God cares for you. So how to have prayer mentioned on Sunday mornings, okay? So you can go online. You can call Joan in the office. You can, on your card, you can also ask for a prayer. Now I'm going to ask you to look at your bulletin this morning. Look at the bottom of it. Have you ever noticed that it says pastoral care concerns? Please call the church office. Prayer requests, call Joan, and you can go to our website. So if you want a prayer on Sunday morning, here's how it happens. Okay? So this is not magic. This is how it happens. Now, if you're wondering who your elder is, look down here at the bottom of the list of elders. It says, know your last name by what it begins with. That's your elder. So if you need prayer, not only call the church office, but contact your elder just as well. Because I'm guessing that these guys care for you, because I know they do, because we've met together. So how to become involved in prayer at peace, okay? So you can call Glenna in the office, and you can be placed on our email prayer team, okay? That's like the canoe principle. A lot of people are praying. If you just let us know, you'll have a lot of people praying for you. You can contact Carol Chandler, and we on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock in a little prayer room over here. They'll pray for you. You can also place a card in a little prayer box that's by that prayer room. It is locked, so whatever goes in there is opened on Wednesday evenings, and they pray. And after late service, we're going to have prayer warriors up here in the front. They'll be up here. So we invite you, if you have a worry, concern, just come forward. And we've got peace members who will pray for you. Okay, so we're going to do that during the month of January, since it's focused in on prayer and worry, is that we will have people up front, and we invite you to participate. And I want to let you know about another new ministry that is out there. Susan Loy is our contact person. She'll be out manning the table by the men's restroom in the foyer. She has been involved in this for a number of years. Basically, Moms in Prayer is an international organization, and they pray for children. So as an adult, grandparent, parent, aunt, uncle, do you care about kids? I guess you don't. I know you had your coffee, so do you care for kids? Okay, I know we all do. Does God care for kids? Okay, so if we're all on the same page that God cares, we care, maybe here's another opportunity that you might want to check out. Not saying you got to do it, but at least check it out. So what have we learned today is one thing. Don't carry your bag. Okay, you don't have to. Cast all your anxiety because who cares for you? Okay, His name is Jesus, right? So I want to encourage you is to cast all of your anxiety because He, Jesus, cares for you. So can you care for others? Yes. Okay, so let's go out and do some caring. Let's go out and remove anxiety in our world through the power of prayer, because all God's children say, Amen.